This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Community Matters. I'm joined by Casey Ferry from the Warren County Visitors Bureau and some exciting holiday theme late autumn going into November and Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up. A lot of events going on. This is a special time of year in Warren County. Before we get to the events, what is your kind of favorite part about the holidays here in Warren County?
My favorite part about the holidays is the communities. They really do come together and they each put on their own different take on the various holidays. And it is so charming. It's like you're in a holiday movie, you know? I love it.
It's like the Hallmark movies that they'll have with the like the small little town.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
it really, and they do it up with, you know, the decorations and with the old time architecture. It's just, it's like a Christmas card or a Hallmark movie, like you said. It's so much fun.
We're so excited to go into the holiday season, but let's start with the kind of end of autumn going into Thanksgiving time at the end of October, obviously Halloween time. Some exciting things coming up. This coming weekend, the 25th, 26th, and 27th, mm-hmm. and then going into, it's a weekday Halloween this year, so
right.
Got to celebrate the weekend before, but what's going on?
Right. Well, the weekend before is really packed. So the Historical Society is doing Friday and Saturday haunted house and trolley tours where they tell ghost stories. Now, the trolley tours require tickets, and sometimes they sell out, so if you want to get those, go check out, go to warrenhistory.org, because they do sell out, but their haunted house, you can go in and just explore without a ticket, which is a lot of fun. You go into an old timey, you know, it's a Victorian era mansion. So, yeah, I know it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's one of those places that, you know, if you look online, it says that it is haunted. So, hey, it's the perfect place to go. But then there's the Warren Area Student Union has their haunted house too on the weekends. They really do it up. Again, another old structure downtown that, you know, honestly is one of those things like the Historical Society. If you just turn the lights off, it'd be creepy. But now when they really make it into a haunted house, it really, you know, does it up. So that's another fun one. All kinds of fun stuff. The Glade Volunteer Fire Department does a haunted hayride. That's, I mean, it's a lot of fun. If you want to get kind of spooked out, then Warren County has it for you.
Now, where can you find those two haunted houses? You mentioned they're downtown, but where at downtown?
So the Historical Society is at the Historical Society right next to the courthouse on 4th Avenue. And the Warren Area Student Union is on Hickory Street, kind of near Blair in that area. So, but there are other places around the county that have things too. Like I said, Glade with their haunted hayride. Tityute Community Charter School is doing a trunk or treat on the 31st. So it's all around the county, really.
And now, you know, it's not just all about the kids that weekend. Is there anything for the adults, parents going on this coming weekend?
So there's a pub crawl in downtown Warren, put on by the Fright Nights. So that'll be a lot of fun, too. But really, adults love the haunted houses, too. I mean, seriously, it scares me.
I was going to say, I'm not a haunted house person.
Me either. I can't handle it. But then there are other people who just love it. But I'd be one of those ones screaming and running for the woods. So.
Give me the trolley ride. I'll hear the ghost
story.
Oh,
those are so much fun, too. If you've never gone on those, you're on a legit horse-drawn trolley, so you're clip-clopping, you know, in the dark and in Warren, like on the brick streets, you know. It really does bring you back in time and get you in that mood.
Now, I would say some respects, unfortunately, it's, you know, the darkness will kind of set in. You'll be able to see the pretty leaves and that you know, at the time of recording this, that starting to really start coming about, and they'll really start showing by then.
Oh, yeah. Leaves are awesome.
Oh, beautiful time of year mm-hmm. here in Warren. And then going up into that week during Halloween, I mean, that Thursday, mm-hmm. anything going on during then?
Oh, well, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that are happening. And I always recommend that you go to our website because that's where we update everything. So if you go to wcvb.net, And then there's a community calendar you can click on. That's where we put anything. So if any community is out there or any organization and they have an event and you're listening, please let us know. We're happy to include. We include turkey parties. Oh, my goodness. Turkey parties this time of year, they just take off. And it's, I swear, every VFD has one, or, you know, all kinds of churches, whoever. Raffles and craft shows. And it's a busy, fun time of year. So go to our website and you can find all the details.
And for our listeners, I mean, you're familiar with the community calendar. They're a very valuable resource for us to, for me, that community calendar that they have, bring it onto our airwaves. And thank you so much for doing that. That's, you know, great for this community. But going on past the Halloween season, we get right into the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's, and I mean, you were mentioning earlier, every community has something for me. You were also mentioning the VFDs also had the turkey days and stuff like mm-hmm. that. What else do we have? I know there's plenty to talk about.
Well, I was just looking at our calendar, and really, once we get into December, then it's, you know, it's Christmas season for sure. So on Friday, December 6th, Warren has the Christmas parade and Christmas walk, and that's a big deal.
I've always heard good things.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, it really... Warren does it upright. And then the very next day, Saturday, December 7th, Youngsville has their Christmas parade. But then you fast forward to the following week, Sugar Grove has theirs on Friday, December 13th. And then Lander has their own Christmas celebration on Saturday, December 14th. So those two weekends, it's like you can just go from one to the next, and just really put yourself in the Christmas mood.
Is there anything surrounding Warren that you know about that, you know, even the Warren people can go out to a little bit in the...
For sure. I mean, like I said, Lander, Sugar Grove, Youngsville, Sheffield does a Meet Santa event. I mean, there's always something going on. And that's what's the best part about Warren County is the communities. They do such a great job. And they do include, you know, just because you're not from Lander doesn't mean you can't go to their Christmas celebration. I've gone a couple times, and it is so much fun. I mean, they have cookie decorating, and they have music at the church. And, you know, it's like an old country Christmas. It's so much fun.
And once again, please pub yourselves a little bit more. Where they can find more of these events and where you're at and all those sorts of things for more information.
Yeah, so the Warren County Visitors Bureau is located on Route 6 right next to the State Police in Starbrick. And people are always welcome to come there. We have posters and we have events and we have information and maps and whatever you can think of, we probably have it. But online on our website, wcvb.net, we keep a community calendar that's really extensive. So go check there. You know, that you cannot say there's nothing to do around here, because that's just totally wrong. There's always something going on around here. And another thing that's going on, actually, a new initiative on our website is our Journey into Autumn, the Warren County Fall Foliage Guide. So we have, yeah. So if you go to our website, there's a little pop-up right there that jumps up at you, or you can go under, under the Outdoor Rec section. We have, it's four different sections, but the most popular one is 11 mapped road trips that go around Warren County. There are 11 loops, and they hit each of the municipalities. It highlights different businesses that maybe you don't know about. Maybe there's a restaurant tucked away you don't know about that it might take you by Amish farmlands. And, you know, it's pre-mapped for you, so you can just drive and enjoy the views. And this time of the year, it's just stunning.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, everybody knows what Warren, PA is, and it's kind of the valley of all the hills, and you look up and around, it's like, whoa, there's like a painting around you with all the different colors. It's really beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we tried to hit the different places, and there's also scenic roadways, like if you take Route 59, that's an amazing place to drive this time of year. You know, the dams there and the reservoir and the Allegheny National Forest, I mean, you can't beat that.
I mean, I grew up in some of these areas, and it's just stunning, and you always say there's always something to do. I mean, I know the Warren County Visitor Bureau, that's a constant thing. There's always something to do, and clearly there's something to do for the autumn events and coming up and then into winter and mm-hmm. Christmas. But
yeah, it's the place to be, really. There's so much going on, and you know, the Creary has, you know, exhibits going on, and the Struthers has shows that they put on, and there is something for everybody.
Absolutely. So one more time for the upcoming weekend, what are the events going on? Just, you know, am I tuned in halfway
right
through?
So Saturday, October 26th, there's a Halloween festival at Spendless in Warren, a trunk or treat at Pittsfield Otterbein, a Fright Nights pub crawl in Warren, a Halloween party at River's Edge of Warren, haunted house and trolley tours at the Warren County Historical Society. There's a haunted house at the Warren Area Student Union and a haunted hayride at Glade Volunteer Fire Department. And that's just Saturday. So, I mean, and Friday, the day before, there's a haunted house at the Historical Society, a haunted house at the Student Union, Halloween party at Sugar Grove VFD, and a haunted hayride at Glade VFD. So, I mean, there is something going on all the time.
I mean, even the previous weekends that, you know, before this show was filled. I mean, today is the Warren YMCA Family Fun Night. Tonight, they from 3 to 7:30. We had Andrew on last week talking about it, and then a whole bunch of things before that. So this time of year,
Warren's first fall foliage festival they had, and Sheffield had Pumpkin Fest, which was new. So yeah, it's so much fun, and I love the communities. They're great.
Well, once again, for anybody that might have just tuned in, where can they find you? Where can they find more information? And always look for stuff to do in the Warren County area.
Right. So find us on Facebook, first of all. We're always sharing events that are coming up or pictures of the fall foliage, whatever. So the Warren County Visitors Bureau on Facebook. Also, our website, www.wcvb.net. You can also call us at 814-726-1222.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Casey. I mean, don't have Lisa here, but shout out to her as well, and to do a great job at the Warren County Visitors Bureau.
Oh, and she could probably tell you all these dates and times off the top of her head. She has them all memorized, and I mean, I call her the community queen because she knows what's going on everywhere, every time. I'm always asking her, and she's telling me where to go, and she's going all over. She loves Warren County.
Well, just had to give her a shout out.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We know you'll have you back. Absolutely.
Oh, please do. Yeah, because we always have something going on.
There always is something going on in Warren County. And once again, the WCVB.net.
Yes.
All
yep.
Right.
You got
find
it.
Out more in their Facebook page. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Before we head out from this episode of Community Matters, some other things going on locally. We are going right into the thick of Halloween events, just as Casey and I were discussing. If you are looking for your local trick-or-treat times, you can go online to ErieNewsNow.com and search 2024 trick-or-treat times. It's right on Erie News Now's page, and it is alphabetical by county, so you'll have to scroll down a little bit to find Warren. And then also Friday is the last football game for the Warren Dragons. You can hear myself, Tim Giuliano, Nick Hoffman, and Dave Engstrom for the call on 92 Gold. Kickoff is at 7 with coverage beginning around 6:40. That's kind of a midweek decision when we go on the air. But we'll be around 6:40 with the Coach's Corner. And yeah, that's all we got for this week on Community Matters. Once again, I've been your host, John Robbins, and you can hear me same time next week right here on Warren Radio's Community Matters. And as I said, Friday night, Northeast comes to Warren for the last game of Warren football season. We'll have basketball coverage that will be coming out a little bit later. I'll be doing that, but pending any cancellations, sometimes these week 9, 10 games can be a little bit weird on if they go or not, but I believe this game should go. But if that changes, we'll keep you up to date. But once again, this has been Community Matters. I've been your host, John Robbins. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.